Hello, I'm Ben Thorpe with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Friday, June 5th. The Michigan Senate has adopted a bill to require training for all law enforcement officers in recognizing bias and de-escalating conflicts. We have more from Rick Pluta.
The bill moved unusually fast from a Senate committee to a floor vote as protests continue across the state against police brutality. The training and continuing education for officers would have to include developing skills to recognize bias and de-escalate conflicts. State Senator Erica Guy said the protests show there's an urgent need to move policing into a new era
that truly bends the arc towards equity, equality, liberty, and justice for all.
The bill was adopted on a bipartisan 38-0 vote. It now goes to the State House. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has expressed her support. I'm Rick Pluta at the State Capitol.
The Lansing police budget was a major focus of a Black Lives Matter Lansing webinar on Wednesday night. During the webinar, Mayor Andy Shore was urged to zero out the city's police budget. Shore responded that he was open to looking at where police cuts could be made, but that residents deserve protection from crime. Angela Waters Austin is the CEO of One Love Global, an organization focused on racial equity. She argued that Lansing police don't protect African Americans and called for Shore to resign.
And Mayor, I'd like to get an answer to my question. I made an ask of you.
Which question? I'm happy to.
I asked you to resign. I'd like an answer.
I'm not planning to resign right now.
Michael Lynn, co-host of a podcast called America to Life, also called for a divestiture of police spending in Lansing, with money steered to organizations working to stop over-policing in the city. Kalamazoo city officials are responding to criticism about calling in the National Guard earlier this week. Guard units helped enforce a one-night curfew, but in a video statement Wednesday, city manager Jim Ritzema says there was no intent to militarize the response to vandalism that followed peaceful demonstrations against police brutality.
They were unarmed, right, and they were stationed along the perimeter of the police zone and to supplement our officers so we could free up resources to police the rest of the city and respond to calls for service. So they were not brought in a military style. It was peacekeeping only.
Ritzema says the city supports the goals of the protesters, and Mayor David Anderson says the city will work to improve racial equity in all areas. National and local unrest over the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis has health officials concerned about the lack of social distancing at rallies and protests could fuel new coronavirus outbreaks. Patrick Center has the story.
Saturday evening's peaceful rally turned violent as thousands of protesters spilled into the streets of downtown Grand Rapids, damaging storefronts.
As I looked at the crowds rioting on Saturday night, I couldn't help but think about the invisible rioter in those crowds, and that's the coronavirus. It has no emotion, but if it did, it would be a very happy virus, because that is the perfect sort of environment for it to spread from person to person.
Dr. Adam London is director of the Kent County Health Department.
And so I worry about more disorder. I worry about an increase in cases affecting those people and the communities they're going home to and their families, and how that's going to perhaps further exacerbate the problems that we're seeing.
A pandemic, violence, and racism that Dr. London explains are all public health crises.
In public health right now, we're focused on this pandemic. And we're focused on it both because it's a problem for everyone, but we also know that it disproportionately affects people of color. We've seen that in the data so far. And there's lots of reasons for that. Racism is one of those many reasons. And the effects, the disparity in access to resources is a challenge.
London says the Kent County Health Department will continue its commitment to public health equity in the community. I'm Patrick Center.
One of the largest online fantasy sports betting companies has announced a partnership with the Bay Mills Indian Tribe. State officials are in the midst of creating administrative rules for online gaming. That process is expected to conclude later this year at the earliest. Brian Newland is the president of the Bay Mills Indian community. He says even as their casino reopens, some people may prefer online gaming.
We know that there are a lot of people who are going to be reluctant to come out and gather with others indoors. And this is just another tool in our toolbox that will allow us to continue to generate revenues for tribal government and provide public health services for our community.
Newland says Michigan is the first state where tribes will be operating gaming online. He declined to offer details about the partnership, but said it would generate revenue for the tribe. COVID-19 concerns are leading some teachers to consider leaving the profession. That's according to a new survey out on Thursday from the Michigan Education Association. Doug Pratt is the director of public affairs for the MEA. He says 32% of teachers said they would consider leaving the profession due to COVID-19.
Again, you know, we see pretty high turnover already, as has been reported constantly in terms of people who've been in the profession under 5 years. COVID-19 is only exacerbating that situation.
Pratt says some 15,000 teachers across K-12 and higher education responded to the survey. Respondents also suggested smaller class sizes would be needed to enforce social distancing. And nearly 80% of elementary teachers said it would be very difficult to enact social distancing at all. For educators and students alike, the summer slump is a perennial challenge. When students are on summer vacation, parts of what they learned during the school year slip away. Some educators say it could be worse this year. Nick Westendorp has this report.
Students everywhere had an abnormal spring semester, and most of them missed out on traditional assessments. Gaylord School Superintendent Brian Pearson says without being able to administer regular year-end assessments, combating summer slide will be even more difficult.
We know what we've taught and haven't taught in the last 3 months, but really that does, you need to know where they learned and what they have. I mean, that's the important part. So designing a program this summer that's going to be targeted is almost impossible.
Pearson says his district will do what it can right now, but without being able to administer tests and work with students, anything tailored to meet specific student needs is impossible. He says the district plans to do testing this fall to identify learning gaps. Then they'll adjust the curriculum and work with students on wherever they might be lacking from the spring. Nick Westendorp, WCMU News.
The Sleeping Bear Dunes National Park is bringing back seasonal employees. Full staffing is expected on Monday after the travel season had been delayed due to COVID-19 concerns. Testa Gaynor has this report.
The Sleeping Bear Dunes park grounds and waters remained open throughout the COVID-19 crisis with restrictions. When the region reopened, trails and other outdoor recreation were open as well. Park officials say people have been coming to the park, but not nearly as many as in a typical season. Tom Ulrich is the deputy superintendent for Sleeping Bear Dunes. He says with the previous travel ban, seasonal workers who typically come from out of state were unable to travel to the park for work.
We're still placing folks in quarantine upon their arrival, especially it's concerning if they're coming from a place that has widespread COVID diagnosis. Because of that delay, all of our openings have been delayed.
Ulrich says the park is governed at a federal level, but it also follows state guidelines. Testa Gaynor, WCMU News.
And that is your WCMU Morning News Roundup for this Friday, June 5th. I'm Ben Thorpe. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.